To the Five Cities Fire Authority Board Meeting for April 20th. And let's do our flag salute. And if everyone will please stand and join me for the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And may we have a roll call?
Yes. Chair Harmon.
Yes, ma'am.
Vice Chair Scholes.
Present.
Board Member Colwell.
Here.
The next step is for our agenda review. And at this time, the board will review the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. If the board is accepting of the agenda, then we would proceed by motion to approve the agenda. But first, does anybody have any changes or want to move anything?
I have
table items 5 through, no, just kidding. Anybody all set?
I have no changes.
Okay, very good.
So I will move approval of the agenda as presented.
And I will second. And can we just do a voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
I don't know. I need to maybe remove A and B from the new business as part of the consent items for some additional discussion.
Okay, well, we can go ahead then. Those are actually under new business,
okay.
So we'll be able to discuss those fully.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, so we'll go ahead and proceed with the agenda as presented. Regarding the approval of minutes, I do need to pull these, and it's reflective on page 3 of the minutes regarding the section reconvene to open session. The very last sentence there where we have increased the fire chief's salary by 6% for fiscal year 2018-19, when you look at the translation of that, that would mean that in 3 months he would get a raise. Not that that's a bad thing, but to specify the intent of our decision, it was really to be retroactive to his anniversary date for December 15th. So I would like to delete for fiscal year 2018-19. Thank you, Mr. Scholes. And have it read the fire chief's salary by 6% effective December 15th, 2017, period. And those are the only amendments I have for the minutes. Anyone else?
No.
Madam Clerk, did you get that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And so I would go to move approval of minutes for March 16th meeting as amended.
Second.
And roll call vote, please.
Chair Harmon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Scholes?
Yes.
Board Member Colwell?
I need to abstain. I wasn't here.
Okay.
Moving on, the next item is community comments and suggestions. This is the opportunity where the public can come forward and make comments to matters that are not scheduled on this agenda. The comments, again, should be limited to those items that are within our jurisdiction. And also, the Brown Act prevents the board from taking any formal actions on matters not published. However, we can certainly make comments and direct the authority staff or board members to follow up as necessary. We like to limit these to 3 minutes. And if anybody at this time would like to present anything to us, we'd love to hear from you, and please step forward. Seeing no one step forward, I'm going to go ahead and close the community comments section of this agenda today. Moving to the consent agenda, there are no items listed for the consent agenda, nor are there public hearings. There's no continued business. However, for new business, we'll go ahead and start with item number A, which is consideration of treasurer's report for the quarter ending March 34th, 2018. The recommended action on this after discussion is to receive and file the report for the quarter that's ending March 31st. I see Treasurer Malicote is ready to present her item. Please go forward.
Thank you. Good morning, Board. What you have in front of you is the summary of the activity for the quarter ending in March, as well as an estimate of where we foresee the financial condition ending at the conclusion of the fiscal year. We have seen slightly improved situation as far as financially with the overtime budget. They had originally estimated that we would fully expend all of the fund balance on overtime. Operationally, that has come at a cost, but financially, there's a slight improvement. We are projecting that we will end the year with just under $100,000 in ending fund balance, assuming the current trends continue. And the current overtime algorithm that has been put in place by the fire chief continues as well. So with that, I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding any particular items.
Okay, thank you, Treasurer Malko. Chief, did you have anything that you wanted to add to the report?
Well, I think it was a... Ms. Malko hammered all the relevant points. I just want to say it doesn't account. Well, we made some assumptions. We made assumptions that most of the line item budget items would be fully expended. So we'll do our best to manage those through the remainder of the fiscal year. And also, you know, overtime can be impacted by injury as well. And we do have a captain who's on disability currently waiting for a knee MRI. So obviously those shifts will have to be covered by overtime.
Thank you for that. I'll open it up at this time to the board if anybody has any questions related to this treasurer's report. Mr. Cole, you said you had some inquiries.
I did. Thank you. And thanks for your report. I understood the treasurer's report was different from the documents that we have, which are a budget summary.
I'm not sure what documents that you're referring to, but we have previously provided budget summaries for future fiscal years. This treasurer's report is for the current fiscal year.
Yeah. The documents that I found are entitled a budget summary, and pardon me. And I thought the treasurer's report was intended to cover the revenues and the expenditures and the balances in each of the accounts.
So there's a four-page summary attached to the written treasurer's report. One is a summary of revenues, expenditures, and balances. Second page is revenue details about each of the revenue sources that fund the Five Cities Fire Authority. And then the following two pages are the expenditure details for each of the expenditure line items.
Okay. And is there a summary of the account balances?
That's on the first page. The page is the summary.
I'm wrong. As you can see, I make mistakes. Looking at these budget summaries, it looks to me like the beginning reserve fund was a little over $381,000.
That's correct.
And, the fund balance at the estimated year end is almost $95,000.
Correct.
Okay, so that would that mean that we've spent $286,000 of the reserves in this fiscal year?
That is the projection, that we will draw down the reserves by $286,000. The year is not over, so we don't know that that will materialize, but that is the projection.
So we don't know that exactly, but that's what the best estimate is.
Correct.
Do you happen to know what the reserve expenditure was for last fiscal year?
probably, I don't think we had any reserve expenditure. I think we added slightly to the reserve. Off the top of my head, I don't remember what that was, but it was a minor increase to the reserve.
Some of the delta in fund balance, Debbie, just again, keep me honest. Some of the delta to the fund balance this year was also the movement of restricted fund balance for vehicle replacement from fund balance into a line item.
Right, which was about $55,000.
So the $286,000, of roughly $55,000
was previously identified for vehicle replacement needs, yes.
So it'd be unusual to have over $200,000 expenditures from the reserves.
It'd certainly be unusual, yes.
Thank you. Nothing else.
Very good. Mr. Schultz? At this time, I'd like to open this item. Thank you, Treasurer Malko. At this time, I'd like to open this item up to public comment. If anybody would like to step forward to offer public comment on this agenda item, please rush up to the podium at this time. And seeing no one coming forward to make comment on this item, I will go ahead and close public comment on this item and return it back to the board for any comments before receiving and filing. Mr. Schultz?
I just wanted to commend Ms. Malico and the chief for this this basically this treasury report and the fund balances, and I see that we are tracking, and yeah, it is unusual to expend reserves, but I know that we find ourselves in a crossroads for this organization, and the board had given direction, and I believe this is following that direction. So I don't have any other comments at the time, just to say that as I read this, they are in fact following board direction.
Thank you.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
All right, very good. And I'll just echo Director Scholl's director. Mr. Schultz, I'll just say Mr. Schultz, comments related to this, I know reluctantly the board had to move forward to spend down reserve balances to cover the shifts to keep the fire stations open. I appreciate the chiefs and staff working on this algorithm that and the board direction to give him flexibility to situate staff as needed. To provide the best coverage we can for our community. So although I'd like to see a little bit more, as everybody, $95,000 at the end of this year is a lot better than a zero balance. So with that, I'll just go ahead and have us receive and file the treasurer report for the quarter ending March 31st, 2018.
Very good.
Thank you, everyone. The next item is still under new business. It's item number B. It's a consideration of approval of amendment to the Fire Chief's Employment Agreement, and this recommended action would be, after discussion, to approve the amendment number 3 to the Fire Chief Executive Employer Employment Agreement. As the other item, is there any, I don't believe, Attorney Hale, do you have any report out or anything you would like to add?
We had a reportable action when we met in closed session on March 16th. You approved a 6% retroactive salary increase. So what you have before you is typically what we've done in the past as an amendment to his original contract, showing the amount of his salary and the percentage increase.
Okay, very good. I'll open it up to the board for any questions. Mr. Schultz, do you have any questions the amendment? And then Mr. Colwell, would you do you have any inquiries on this item?
Mr. Hale, is this a correction or is this a new a point that was there was just a mistake that it was retroactive to December 15, 17?
What the board had approved at the time of closed session was to give him a 6% increase. Typically, the way his contract reads under subsection 6, or section 6, that's done in December every year. And due to budgetary considerations and significant priorities that the board was and the chief was dealing with, it was postponed. so the council made it retroactive. So that is part of the board's direction as of the closed session we had in March.
Okay, so the printed form that you have here is the same as the direction at the last meeting?
It's my understanding. We're modifying his salary to increase, allow an increase to $155,000. That's inclusive of his 2% offset for CalPERS. And it is a retroactive application.
I think also the clarification that I need to make is that when we amended the minutes this morning to reflect our action, when I did the report out or directed Councilor Hale to do the report out, I used language that was from budget assumptions related to a salary range as we were in our deliberations regarding the chief's evaluation. And so in that report out, it actually said fiscal year 2018-19, where it should have read consistent, the intent was consistent with the language that you see on the amendment number 3 to the employment agreement.
Okay, so it really isn't an amendment.
Well, it is an amendment in the sense that we're reflecting a base salary increase as indicated on amendment number 3. So that's the actual amendment because of the increase in salary that we have in the board today.
It is a change to his contract amount.
Right. I understand that. I didn't know if this was an amendment or if it was just summarizing the prior decision.
It is an actual amendment to his contract. It changes his contract. Every time we have done an increase, we've done it in the context of an amendment or codified it in that context. So this actually changes his original contract base salary amount.
Okay. But it's consistent with the decision that was previously made.
That's my question.
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay. That was my question. Yes. Thanks.
I don't have any questions. This is a time for public comment on this item. Again, anybody that would wish to make comments on this item, we're inviting you to come forward to do so at this time. And seeing no one coming forward, I will close public comment on this item and return it back to the board for comment and or motion for approval or non-approval.
Yes. I just wanted to say I know that I can't disclose a whole lot what that we discussed in closed session, but we're in open session today, so I think this reflects the board believes that the chief is doing a really good job in tough times. He's brought some really difficult issues for us to resolve, and so we are trying to work in a collaborative manner to get those resolved. I think the purchasing equipment, the improvements that we're starting to see in the organization, have come under his leadership, and I think the board, well, not think, but the board recognizes that, and I believe that is why the board unanimously chose to move in this direction. And so with that, I'd be happy to make a motion.
I would be more critical of Chief Lieberman, as I did in the personal meeting that Chief Lieberman and I had. I was very disappointed when the board was really surprised in September, October, November of last year. There were massive amounts of overpayments from his projected budget. There were not amended budgets presented along the way that would have alerted the board to the need to spend the reserves that were spent. And I think the CEO of any organization, and certainly this organization, would need to be much more careful in presenting a budget and alerting the board if there are going to be substantial payments over and above the budgeted amounts. And here we've got $280,000 roughly of reserve spending that was not in the budget, nor was it covered in an amended budget. Having said that, and being critical, I'm sorry, I would not vote against this. I'm not doing that because for the most part, well, entirely, I think all three agencies here would like to see Five Cities Fire Authority be a roaring success. And certainly on behalf of Oceano, we would like to cooperate and go along with the other two agencies in support of the potential success of the fire authority.
Okay, very good. The only comments that I would like to make is sitting here for the majority, almost all of the tenure of the chief, I appreciate you pointing out concerns that you have, Mr. Colwell, but my perspective is that the chief has been very communicative with this board related to any concerns, emergency budget shortfalls. This $280,000 of reserve fund balance being spent really has to do with an emergency situation, in my opinion, that has come up related to the depletion of the reserve program and not being able to fill positions. Because this occurred during the middle of a fiscal year, we were unable to bring to our respective agencies an emergency budget allocation. And I guess in our discussion, we decided to forego that, knowing that we would be heading into specific deliberations regarding our budget for 2018-19. So the board direction at that time was to go through these fund balances as a way to keep operations at the minimal standards. And as a result of that, unfortunately, it's the fund balance. Again, in my opinion and my perspective, sitting in my chair, this has nothing to do with a CEO that is mismanaging funds or not keeping us informed. It's just a state of emergency that occurred that we had to go ahead and make a tough decision on. So with that comment, I'll go ahead and second Mayor.
Vice Chair.
Vice Chair Scholes. I'll go ahead and second his amendment to his motion to approve.
Thank you. And then I do just for discussion, since there's a second.
Oh, sure. And further discussion.
I just wanted to add on what you've said is that this chief and prior chiefs have always talked about the staffing challenges that we face. And I think that goes all the way back to the measure that people like to point to, and I'm not going to mention it, I'm not going to call it by name or specific, but the alarm's been being sounded for not just this board and prior boards, and I think at one other meeting, I actually stepped and said that, and this is what I'm talking about, this chief has brought forward tough items for us to discuss and for us to make policy decisions, and I take accountability for my role in past boards of not planning accordingly or giving them the resources to be successful. Part of that is that I know that the men and women of this organization have shown that they are willing to be partners and willing to take less and do more for less. And so the issue that we did run into was one that, like I said, the alarm's been being sounded for years, and it got to a critical situation to where obviously the reserve firefighter program is unsustainable. We're now having to pay a lot more overtime, and so we decided that it was at a point that we had to make that decision. So you're exactly right. I think I laid it in as much at the board's feet as anyone else's. So that's why I'm willing to make this motion. I think this chief has been willing to bring information forward, have us make the tough policy decisions, and let us do our jobs. And hopefully we'll continue to do our jobs well after I'm off this board.
Okay, very good. May I have a roll call, please?
Vice Chair Scholes?
Yes.
Chair Harmon?
Yes.
Board Member Colwell?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. The next item, we have board member items. This is the next item on the agenda. However, there are no board member items for today. But we do have some significant fire chief items. And so I will turn the time over to Chief Lieberman to go through his list of items and present his report to us.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Board. I do want to acknowledge that Mr. Jim Bergman from Arroyo Grande, Mr. Matt Bronson with Grover Beecher in the audience, and perhaps while I'm talking about this first item, if you gentlemen have any perspective to add, please come forward to help the board. So on Monday, this past Monday, the city and district managers, along with their respective legal counsels and myself, met in Avila Beach at Mr. Minery's office. He's Oceano's general counsel, and had a conversation about a draft document that I hope to bring to you on May 11th. With a current working title of a Five Cities Fire Authority Memorandum of Agreement. The essence of this agreement, it's already changed quite a bit from an original draft document that Mr. Pavo Ogren, the district manager of Oceano, brought forward, is to memorialize or identify specific guidelines or deadlines and actions that will take place over the next 12 months. Should this MOA, which will, in talking to Mr. Hale, trigger an amendment to the JPA, meaning that while I will bring it to the board for conceptual adoption, it needs to be approved by each of the three member communities in order to move forward. If this MOA is approved, Oceano has indicated a willingness to adopt the strategic plan version of the draft budgets that you've seen for a 12-month period, with some specific deadlines identified in the document. Oceano is working with its board to determine whether to move forward with a ballot measure to generate additional revenues in their community. It also talks about triggering those JPA amendment discussions that we've all, each community along this board has had in the past. And it also will talk about specific dates that will trigger a potential reorganization of the JPA as it stands today. As far as who are the voting members, is there a contractual relationship, does the JPA go through a dissolution process? All of those things are just generally referred to with specific dates in the document. Do you gentlemen have anything to add? Okay. So that's the MOA. We hope to bring it to you on May 11th. So I checked with Mr. Minery yesterday. Ms. Whittem, the general counsel for Arroyo Grande, had added the Arroyo Grande comments, and Grover Beach will take a final pass, and then I'll review it again before bringing it to you.
Chief, I have a question. So May 11th will be a special meeting. Are we expecting on May 18th that we would have a draft budget that we'd be reviewing? I'm just wondering, would it be better to have them both on the same agenda, or is it better to separate them?
Great lead-in. So just jumping to number two, I can definitely go back to number one to answer any questions that you may have.
Sorry, I did jump before you.
That's okay. So what our intention is on May 11th is to bring this draft MOA, and I'm just wordsmithing as I speak, for a conceptual approval by this board, and then it would go to the three communities for approval, and it would be a JPA amendment. And association with this MOA, I would have a second staff report asking the board to conditionally approve the strategic plan draft budget dependent on the successful ratification of the memorandum of agreement. So I would bring both items to you on May 11th. Ultimately, the three communities have to approve this MOA and obviously take action to adopt their fair share of the strategic plan budget. I'll stop there and see if there's any more questions.
Chief, what is the status of the budget amendments?
I'm sorry, do you mean the JPA amendments?
No, the budget amendments. You proposed some budget amendments. What's the status of that?
So currently there's two draft budget documents. One's called status quo, one's called strategic plan. At the past meeting, the board unanimously adopted their preference for the strategic plan document. So the cities are working with those numbers when they're building their draft budgets currently, as is the district.
Okay. Have you submitted budget adjustments consistent with those?
I'm not sure I'm tracking, Director Colwell.
Have you submitted budget adjustments reflecting the proposed changes under the strategic budget plan.
So I wouldn't refer to them as budget adjustments. That draft document has been delivered to each of the member